News via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan during his first overseas trip for NATO and European Union meetings in England and Belgium this month. This according to the White House Thursday. The White House also said Mr. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden would meet with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle June 13th. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a motley alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament. A confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. Should last-minute defections thwart the change alliance, Israel would likely have to hold yet another election, the fifth in just over 2 years. Envoys from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations arrived in Myanmar Thursday, ahead of planned meetings with the military junta on ending turmoil since the February 1st coup, the local Delta News agencies reported. It said the second minister for foreign affairs for Brunei, the association's chair this year, and the bloc's secretary general, also from Brunei, were expected to meet junta leader Min Aung Hlaing Friday. French authorities in Paris are searching an Air France plane that arrived from Chad following an anonymous threat about a possible explosive device on board, officials said Thursday. Air France said in a statement the following threat. This is VOA News. A residential building in a working-class part of Rio de Janeiro collapsed Thursday, killing at least two people and underlining the precarious state of many structures in parts of the city where authorities say organized crime is heavily involved in construction. Local residents told Reuters they heard a booming noise that was followed by a fire, causing panic in the western neighborhood of Rio de Pedras. More than 100 firefighters and other public safety workers rushed to the scene. Authorities said a man, woman, and child were buried. Sources involved in the rescue said the building that collapsed was not approved by authorities. U.S. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving toward a summer of get-togethers and celebration, but it first needs to pull out the stops to meet its goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. The Delta variant of concern, first identified in India, is now dominant in Britain and might have an increased risk of hospitalization compared to the Alpha variant, Public Health England said Thursday. The Delta variant is also thought to be more transmissible than Alpha, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned that it could derail plans for lockdown restrictions in England to end June 21st. Asylum seekers in Greece lined up to get their coronavirus shots Thursday as authorities began rolling out vaccinations in migrant camps. The government had been criticized by rights groups for being slow to vaccinate asylum seekers at risk in overcrowded camps where sanitary conditions are poor and social distancing impossible. They began vaccinating the general public in January. Voters in the world's number two copper-producing country, Peru, have a chance to set a new course in the presidential election Sunday. A polarized runoff between surprise socialist candidate Pedro Castillo and business-friendly conservative Keiko Fujimori. The election will happen during a coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. Both Castillo and Fujimori have promised COVID-19 vaccines for all Peruvians. A Nigerian state government said it was negotiating with gunmen who took 136 children from an Islamic seminary over the weekend, the latest in a string of mass kidnappings in the country. Criminal gangs have often targeted schools in remote areas where students live in dormitories with little security protection. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's on VOA.